Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Thanks for tuning in for another 30 minutes of interesting, thought-provoking conversation, plus some lovely music. The subject of this particular programme is humanism. Humanism. You've probably heard the word, but not been quite sure what it means. If you haven't heard about humanism already, you soon will, more and more. Perhaps you've attended a funeral conducted by a humanist. There's a big difference between a minister or priest and a celebrant, and a big difference between them and a humanist. Some people suffer great disappointment at times of grief when they choose the wrong one for them. Basically, a minister or priest will give you a Christian service. A celebrant will give you either a religious or a non-religious service. And a humanist will give you a service with no mention of God or any afterlife. There is a worldwide humanist society, and it's particularly active in Britain. Humanists are very missionary-minded and keen for everyone to become one. They lobby governments and they promote their ideas in every area of our lives. Like everything else in this world, it comes in many varieties, but there are some basic humanist principles or beliefs or points which unite all the diversity. We will look into five of these points in this holy half hour, but first some music from Eva Cassidy.
I see trees that are green, red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I hear they'll learn much more than I'll ever know, and I think to myself, oh, what a wonderful world. The color rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of the people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? But then
the number one principle for humanists is that God does not exist. They are atheists. Not agnostics, but atheists. Agnostics do not know whether there's a God or not. Atheists profess to know for definite that there is not a God. Humanists would say that even if there was a God, he would just be a distraction from us looking after our own lives. We do not need a psychological crutch, a fairy godmother with a magic wand, a rescuer. We should stand on our own two feet. Humanists, as the name suggests, think that human beings should take full responsibility for our own lives. They do not see the absence of God as a problem, so much as an opportunity for us to create our own world and our individual lives. They have great faith in human beings. They honestly believe that we can all get along just fine without divine help and intervention. Many folk today swither and dither over God, whether he exists or not, and whether they will love him and serve him or not. Many people just sit on the fence. Many talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. Humanists come off the fence. Humanists reject God and everything to do with him. That includes, obviously, the church, the Bible, public and private prayer, Christian creeds, life after death, heaven and hell. To humanists, Jesus would just be a man, a first century carpenter, teacher, preacher. As a minister, I of course come from the opposite point of view. So why am I highlighting humanism in this programme? Because I want you, the listener, to think about these things. Often it helps us to be clearer in our own minds when we hear opposite points of view. Why not get two people in the studio to thrash it out then? Because I, like you, am fed up with Yaboo politics and Yaboo interviews in which people thrash it out, talking over each other, generating more heat than light. I prefer to think things through calmly and clearly and fairly. I want to be fair to humanists. I do not want to say anything which they would not be happy to say themselves. But then, I want to calmly suggest why they are dangerous, misguided, a rehash of old heresies, stealing the souls of our children, undermining society, and attacking Christianity. As you can hear, I feel very strongly about humanism. But now I have put my cards on the table, let me return to giving a fair presentation of humanist views and helping you to come to your own conclusions. Are you a humanist? Are you an atheist? Do you believe in God? Are you just confused? And does it really matter? Well, it does really matter because it makes a world of difference whether or not God exists. It's a difference of eternal existence or no life after death. It's the difference of eternal life in heaven or maybe in hell. It's the difference of living this life with or without God. We live by our beliefs. Beliefs do matter. They are why we do what we do, think what we think, are who we are. It makes a huge difference to the quality of our daily lives here and now. But regardless of what we believe, God is or God is not. Before we were born and after we are dead, God was or was not and will be or will not be. He has his own existence or not, regardless of what we believe. There's a sobering fact. If God is not for real, then all of Christianity is mumbo-jumbo, a waste of lives, a con, a deceit. If he does exist and did create us and is our judge, our loving Father, our Saviour who died and rose again for us, and it is a big if, then we all, including humanists, owe him everything. Here's Susan Boyle wrestling with these issues. She finds it hard to believe in God, but deep down she would like to believe and hopes that he actually is there.
What is it more that you want that I am not seeing? What in my ignorant prayers am I failing to say? Never before have I questioned the truth of your being. Never once have I dared. Never until today. All of a tremble I stand on the edge of confusion. Who is to say me if into the darkness I fall? Now that I need more than ever, my God, to be near me. Do you hear when I call? Are you there after all? You have to be there, you have to. My life I have placed in my keep, and without you I am drifting on a dark and stormy sea. You have to be there, you have to. Without you I drown in the deep, too far, too far from land. The waters drag me down, I reach for your hand. And when I die, he will open his arms to receive me. Who will forgive me and take me and show me his face? When I have gone to my rest, will you watch me and wake me? When my time comes at last, will you grant me your grace? I am so small on this earth, I'm nothing without you. To doubt you at all is a knife to my heart. Little by little I'm losing my way in the shadows. I am losing my hope and the world falls apart. You have to be there, you have to. My life I am facing my feet, and without you
humanists also believe that the natural world is all that exists. They do not believe in God, the supernatural and the spiritual world, having a soul or the afterlife or heaven and hell. They believe that there was a big bang explained by natural causes, and things have evolved since there in natural developments. They do not believe that God or anyone was the big banger, or the brains behind evolution. They just accept that nature produces sunrises and sunsets, new lambs, babies, mountains, flowers. They feel no need to argue for a cosmic designer. They can marvel at the wonders of nature, but do not express the awe and wonder in the form of hallelujah or thank God. Christians, on the other hand, do thank God for all his wondrous works, for miracles, for all that he's created. More than that, Christians thank God for opening our eyes to notice these things, for enabling us to enjoy this wonderful world. He not only creates, he also reveals. Humanists say that the natural world is the only world that exists. Christians say that the supernatural is the best bit of this world. What do you think and feel? What do you intuit and sense about life? Is there much more to life than meets the eye? Do we only see the tip of an iceberg? Are there spiritual dimensions to your life? Is there life after death? Is there external influence upon us? Is there a God affecting our life? Are there gremlins out to get us? Is there evil which may come over us? Do you feel destiny, luck, vocation, blessed? We all feel that it is a wonderful world at times, and a terrible world too at times. The question is it just the way it is, just because it is, no further explanation needed? Or are there good and bad forces working on us from out with us? Here's John Denver.
Such is life. Such is being, such is spirit, such is love.
a world of pain. But such is life.
You are listening to the Holy Half Hour on 3TFM as we explore humanism. A third basic fundamental belief that humanists have is that each person has to work out their own options in each situation. Humanists do not believe that there are any moral absolutes or ethical standards, no Ten Commandments from a deity, no Sermon on the Mount from a Jesus. We each must take responsibility for our own lives, and using our human brains, work out what we think and what we will do in any situation as it arises. It's not a question of right or wrong in terms of pleasing God. Indeed, right and wrong are not the best way of expressing it. It's more about making lifestyle choices, maintaining our integrity, and being fair to everyone we're dealing with. We're accountable to ourselves ultimately, not to some ultimate being. Forget religious instruction or values, just work things out for yourself. Christians, on the other hand, hear the above as rampant ignorance and arrogant selfishness. We do have to work things out, but human beings need help to do so. We need a word from God. We need the wisdom of the ages. We need to be taught rights and wrongs. We need values. Humanists seem to have a very high opinion about human beings. Christians are fully aware of our sins, our personal faults and failings, and our corporate wickedness as a human race. St. Paul said, "The good that I would do, I do not do, again and again. And the evil I would not do, I do, again and again. Who will save me from myself? Thanks be to God for doing it." So once again, let me ask, what do you think? We all have to make choices and decisions which affect our lives and the lives of others around us, and which may please or displease God, if there is a God, that is. So how do you come to your decisions? How do you explain why you did or did not do something? Do you talk in terms of right and wrong, or lifestyle choices, or God's will? It's not easy discerning God's will, but nor is it easy making up our own minds and discovering our own will either, as Katie Mellower well knows.
If a black man is racist, is it okay? If it's a white man's racism that made him that way? 'Cause the bully is the victim, they say. By some sense, they're all from a the spider's web. The piano keys are black and white, but they sound like a million colors in your mind. I could tell you to go to war, or I could march for peace and fighting. He sent you to fight, 'cause the line between wrong and right is the width of a thread from a spider's web. The piano keys are black and white, but they sound like a million colors.
Here's a fourth thing about humanists. Humanists celebrate humanity and humankind. Humanists, as the name suggests, are all for human beings and for the promotion of their interests. They're not godists, but humanists. They feel that dependency on God is a distraction. They feel that pie in the sky when you die makes for apathy about today's problems. We should not look for an outside help or saviour. We should take responsibility and fix things ourselves. Humanists believe that human beings are the pinnacle of evolution. The process of evolution has taken millions of years and reached its climax in us. We can be our own God. Whatever pickles we get into, we can figure out a way to get through. In other words, in humans we trust. Christians, on the other hand, are godists. In God we trust. And we do not trust ourselves to save ourselves. Having said that, we dedicate our lives to helping God and to saving the world and ourselves. The Church sees itself not as a home for saints, but as a Sinners Anonymous branch, as we try to help each other to become more pleasing to God and others and ourselves. So, how about you? How do you see yourself and other human beings? Are we saints or sinners? Stupid or saviours? Problem makers or problem solvers? Here's Elvis Presley's take on life.
As the snow flies on a cold and grey Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hunger hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries.
In the ghetto.
Our holy half hour is nearly up, but we can squeeze in one last basic principle of humanism. Humanists believe in striving for a perfect world, a utopia. And what sort of a world might that be? Humanists say a world which is not divided by borders, a world with no religion, a world with no capitalism, one world without divisions, a world of social and economic cooperation, a socialist world in which resources are equally shared, a world with no travel restrictions, a humanist world. Christians share some of the idealism, but hear huge warning bells with all of the above. Communism tried it and failed. Human beings have been trying to impose heaven on earth ever since the Tower of Babel in the Bible. The idealism ends in tears, because it misplaces its hope upon ourselves, us human beings, and our humanism. Christians prefer to look to God and the establishment of his kingdom on earth, here and now, and later in heaven. The kingdom of God is wherever God rules, okay. It's not a territory, it's about winning hearts and souls one by one. So, as with life, we suddenly find that our time is up. After all is said and done, humanists, Christians, everyone, will finally know the answers and discover whether we were right or wrong. Till then, bye for now, and I leave you with Slater Armstrong.
There is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life? When it's all been said and done, all my treasures will mean nothing. Only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time. Find purest gold and miry clay, making sinners into saints. And I will always sing your praise here on earth and ever after, for you've shown my true home when it's all been said and done. You're my life when life is gone. When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my